Welcome to Audio Obscura, an audio mystery podcast hosted by David Martinez and Michael Foster. Episode 13.
You got the thighs going where the thighs are hurting.
Swell. Shall we get into it? Okay. Welcome back to another episode of Audio Obscura, an audio mystery podcast where we tickle your brain waves. That over there is Mr. Michael Foster.
Hello, world.
How are you today? Very computer programming of you.
I'm doing swell. I'm busy, and that's a good thing for me.
Yeah, I like being busy. I like not sitting around and feeling bored.
Me too. And when I feel bored or I get overwhelmed, then I just watch junk TV, junk YouTube, and then I feel worse about myself.
Yep. And I feel, even if I find like stuff to do where I'll pass hours and hours and I feel like I've, you know, caught up on TV shows and stuff like that, then I'll look back and just feel gross. So I'll just feel like I haven't done anything worthwhile. Indeed. So I'm glad you're busy.
Yeah, I like it. I do like it when choice is taken away from me.
Ooh.
I like it.
I like that phrase. That's a nice way to put it. Choice is taken away from me.
Not like in a Big Brother way. Like a 1984
sure,
thing.
Sure, just like a shackles and...
Your dance card is full. I like that.
Yeah, there you go. And I, of course, am David Martinez, and I am the obscurist for this episode of Audio Obscura. That means that I have a series of clips from an audio source that Foster knows nothing about. We're going to play those clips one by one. You at home can listen along and try and figure out what it is that Foster is listening to, what it comes from, and all that nonsense.
That's right. It's my job today to frustrate the listeners and make them scream at their devices and or their car.
Some people will know it and some will not know it. You're welcome.
It's fantastic.
Should we get into this, Michael Foster?
We should. I am excited. I am ready to listen.
All right, my dear boy. Here is clip number one.
My first one out of the gate for this is mark your car.
Mark your car.
Mark your car.
Sound like the first tip of many, potentially. The first one out of the gate. Mark your car. Interesting.
Do you mark your car, Foster?
Nothing outside of the state-issued markings.
You don't put, like, decals or you don't have, like, custom license plate? Nothing to customize your car in any way?
I've never been that guy.
Really?
Yeah, I feel weird putting... bumper stickers are weird to me.
Yeah, but you've never gotten like a free like window decal and you're like, yeah, all right, this is kind of cool, or I'd support whatever this logo is for.
You know, I will say my first real car, I think I had like an organ donation magnet on it. And I think that was like the only thing that I've ever had on a car.
It's kind of sad.
I think it looks good the way it is.
Fine, I guess. Back to clip one. Any idea what we're listening to here?
Safety tips or precautionary type tips? I don't know what marking your car would do. You would mark it because later you would need to be able to identify it, which makes me initially think that it's going to get destroyed somehow and going to be amidst a bunch of other destroyed heaps of metal. And you're like, I don't know which one. That's mine. There we go. There's a little flag I put on it.
It's just like identifying a body later on. You have to go to the junkyard. You get called down. Which one's yours, sir?
Exactly. Like a dog tag.
Yeah. You want to hear it again or you want to move on?
Yeah, we can move on.
Huge, large containers, those unexpected containers, those funny toilets in the wood containers.
Toilets in the woods containers? I hear that right?
I don't know.
Containers were, I'm thinking like shipping containers or like storage containers, like Storage Wars.
Okay, so you're picturing containers, big containers.
Yeah, so we're talking, at least so far, cars and containers. Yeah, I think I'd like to. I'm going to hear that clip again.
Huge, large containers, those unexpected containers, those funny toilets in the wood containers.
Toilets in the wood, like a Johnny on the spot? Toilet in the wood containers. Unexpected containers. So these containers are a surprise. Wow. I have no idea, but this person who's talking seems to be very energetic. They seem very excited to share whatever knowledge that they're bestowing on us.
Okay. All right. Let's do clip three.
They're not all micros. They're not all bisons. And they're going to take you to something really cool.
Okay.
Do any of those words ring bells to you?
When I hear micro, I think micro machines.
What's a micro machine?
Toy cars.
Oh, is it motorized in some way or just like a Hot Wheel?
Oh yeah, I think it's more like a Hot Wheel.
Okay,
a better example. Okay. They're not all micros. They're not all bison. I would never expected those two words to be in the same sentence. Look at this, a micro bison.
Oh man, that is an adorable image.
Hit me again.
Clip three?
Yeah.
They're not all micros. They're not all bisons. And they're going to take you to something really cool.
They're going to take you to something really cool, like a waterfall. In my head, I thought like brands of bikes. You know, put your feet on the pedals and they'll take you somewhere cool.
What are there's like the popular Schwiff?
Huffy.
Oh, that's one. Yeah, that's a different one, though. That is one.
Schwinn.
We got there.
Okay. I'm ready for more.
All right. Let's put clip four into your holes.
I would say footwear. You know, you need to consider the environment that you're in, of course.
Footwear? Must consider. I feel bad for, I always feel bad for women who have to wear very uncomfortable shoes.
Yeah, that's fair.
Granted, you know, like a stiletto, a high heel does look good. We've decided that looks good in our fashion vernacular.
Yeah.
But gosh, that does not look comfortable.
I regularly see people who like bring change of shoes, which is just like that's unfortunate that like that's necessary or not necessary, but like that it's kind of almost dictated by society, right? Or that there's a nice looking shoe and a comfy shoe and maybe not as much in the middle.
As was revealed here in this clip, footwear is important. For what? We don't know yet, or at least I don't know. But it seems like these are a bunch of dudes who are like hobbyists of some type. They have some kind of shared passion. I can't remember if I heard comfortable or not. Let me hear it again.
I would say footwear. You know, you need to consider the environment that you're in, of course.
Okay. So your environment dictates your footwear. I worked in warehouses as a young man, and so I had steel toe shoes. That environment dictated that I had to have those kind of boots. I've worked in service. You have to have non-slip shoes. You know, as a performer, you want something that looks nice, but also is comfortable. So I don't know what environment these folks are in. It makes me think like outdoors or maybe even like climbing, like rock climbing of some kind. I don't know why you would mark your car, but maybe you mark your car because you've climbed up so high that you look down and the cars look like ants, but you're like, that's my car because I marked it. I see the little mark I put. Look, Dale. It's my car. It's so tiny from up here.
From the rock climbing. Or it's like a weird brag where you just like put a thing on your car, like a little note that's just like, hey, I'm out rock climbing right now. This is my car. But then people are like, oh, he's rock climbing.
Oh, that's what that means. The 13.1 half marathon. The 26.2, the sticker on their car. It's like that.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I'm a runner. You know, we were talking about stickers earlier and why don't I just put that in the car and I'll feel better about myself without having to do anything?
We don't tell lies on this podcast, Foster. Clip five.
Uh-huh. you got the thighs going where the thighs are hurting kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been there.
I was like, oh, I need to get the anti-chafing cream out.
Jesse's heard me bitch about that plenty of times. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, yes.
Okay. It sounded like there was a toilet in the background.
Yeah, I will say the audio quality for this entire thing is not ideal.
I've got three ideas for the hobby.
Okay. I like that we're taking the general strategy.
Yeah, we're talking about thighs and thighs chafing. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're either talking horseback riding. We're either talking about motorcycle riding.
Okay.
Or these are professional mechanical bull riders.
Good. Those are the three possibilities.
They roll into the country bar and people immediately underestimate them and don't take stock in their abilities. And they do a shot and a Bud Heavy, and they get on that mechanical bull and they impress everyone.
And they make a podcast about it.
And they make a podcast about it. And then someone takes a dookie and flushes the toilet.
But you got to mark your car. So just like marathon runners, you got to say which saloons that you've hit. How you feel? You want to hear that clip again or you want to move on?
I forgot what it was, so yeah, play it again.
Uh-huh. You got the thighs going where the thighs are hurting, kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been there.
I was like, oh, I need to get the anti-chafing cream out.
Jesse's heard me bitch about that plenty of times. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
It does sound like a toilet.
Yeah, you heard the toilet, right?
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So that was a phone interview. I didn't catch that the last time.
Okay.
That was a phone interview. It's almost like this is going to be something that is an unexpected thigh chafer. The examples I said earlier, like horse, ATV, motorcycle.
Mechanical bull
are in the realm of normal possibilities. I think this is something outside the norm.
What's the norm?
The norm of
thigh chafing?
Yeah. You got to prepare your thighs or your thighs are going to get run down.
Okay. Normal thigh prep.
Normal thigh prep. Normal thigh wear and tear.
That's a great improv group name.
Always assume you're going to be spending the night there and bring what you appropriately need.
Where are we going that we have to spend the night? Church lock-in. That's where my mind just went.
A third date.
Saucy. You went to the third date?
Which that would be... That'd be very presumptuous. You show up at the door and you're like,
shoes for the occasion.
You got like,
I've marked my car.
You got a rolly suitcase thing. I thought we were going out to dinner. We are, but I just like to be prepared.
Do you mind if I leave this here? I know check-in is until later.
Yeah, this has to be something like outdoors, because it sounds like you go... Maybe you park and you mark your car to let people know you're out in the wilderness. Maybe these people are hiking. And, you know, sometimes you maybe you get carried away. You have too much fun. It makes more sense to stay the night than get back to the car. It's like night and you're driving hours in the darkness. I don't know. I'm floundering here.
No, I like the thinking out loud. It sounds like you are suggesting a real Midsummer Night's Dream situation where you head into the woods and then next thing you know, you're there for eternity. Or at least a couple nights.
So, I mean, these guys are riding something, whether it's bike, goat, each other in a piggyback situation.
It's definitely goat. You're tying nice threads between all the clips.
What were you saying?
I don't know. We can just move on to the next.
Are you saying this podcast has gone off the rails?
I'm saying that's what's happened. You ready for some clip 7?
Yes.
Okay, with a stick. And oftentimes you can hear that. You hear that. Clink. You hear it. Dun, 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 thunk.
We're getting into the real juicy stuff now.
Clink, 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 thunk? What's going on? Oh, I need to hear that one again.
Poke it with a stick. And oftentimes you can hear that. You hear that.
Clink.
You can hear it. Dun, 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 thunk.
Did you catch that part at the beginning?
No.
He said, poke it with a stick. What might you encounter? What could you poke with sticks? And then what might you poke with a stick that would make sounds? You don't have to necessarily answer. But something to think about.
Well, of course, we have the expression, don't poke the bear.
Yeah, let sleeping walruses lie. I don't know. What's the saying? Let
sleeping dogs lie.
Dogs? Is it really dogs?
Yeah, let sleeping dogs lie.
You can wake up a dog.
What's
going to, of all animals that you shouldn't wake up, a dog?
Oh, just rude.
I mean, but besides that, it's my dog. I'll wake it up if I want to wake it up. I want cuddles.
Okay. How many more clips do I have?
4 and then a reveal.
Okay, then I'm not too worried yet. I still think this is some kind of fringe or kind of niche hobby.
All right, let's give you clip 8 here.
Well, you know, when you're looking for a and you're doing that dance and you're spinning around, you don't know which way is north.
The more beeps you bleeps you put a person puts in, the more it sounds like he's just saying bad words.
Exactly. You don't know if when you're looking for something, you don't know which way is north. Is the bleep thing one? Is it the same thing that's bleeped? So like,
I will answer that. Yes. Every time you hear a bleep, you've heard some, and you will hear more every time. It is the same word. It is a single word being bleeped.
Okay. Let me hear it again.
Okay, clip 8.
Well, you know, when you're looking for a and you're doing that dance and you're spinning around, you don't know which way is north.
Does not help any. I mean, the only dance, a dance that causes confusion for me is the pee dance.
Interesting. Elaborate.
When you got to pee, you're shuffling around.
Yeah.
And then you're scrambling for a bathroom. Then I'm like, whoa.
And the confusion comes in.
Where's the bathroom?
Oh. Where's the bathroom?
Where's it? North?
North?
I gotta head north through the annex?
All right, I think that was kind of the end of the really ambiguous, vernacular clips.
Okay.
So I'm hoping we might start to give you a little bit more in the way of hints here.
I hope so, too.
Clip 9.
But if you're actually stopping and searching and navigating, you're looking at...
That's all day.
So we're hunting for something. You're hunting for something. And what's going on with your thighs? You know, hunting for something outdoors, I mean, besides actually hunting with bow or rifle, I think geocaching. Are you familiar with geocaching?
Vaguely.
Okay.
Tell me about it.
I was hoping that I had nailed it, and I was hoping for a reaction from your face, but I got nothing.
Oh.
A geocache is basically something that is hidden out in the world in a public space. So you're not like going on the people's land. So it could be like an outdoor park or.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You're right. In a neighborhood, you get coordinates, and then you try and find your way and navigate to it. And then you.
It was like a scavenger hunt.
Yeah, it's kind of like a scavenger hunt. You
amped up a level.
You sign like a log, like, hey, I was here.
Hey, I'm out rock climbing. That's cool. I like that. That's neat. So you're thinking geo hunts. What was it? What did you say? Geocaching.
Geocaching. Let me hear it again.
But if you're actually stopping and searching and navigating, you're looking at...
That's all day.
Stopping and searching, navigating. Stopping, searching, navigating. man, I'm thinking like, I don't know, storm chasers now.
Oh, interesting.
It's got to be something interesting or valuable for these people to get out and do it.
Yeah.
Man, what are they searching for? I don't know.
And you can't even tell you how many I've found with my flashlight in the daytime because I had my flashlight to look into a down tree or whatnot.
Into a down tree?
Correct.
Arrowheads.
Specifically, a podcast about going searching for arrowheads.
Okay, so it's not.
I mean,
that.
We've had weirder stuff on this show.
A down tree. They're climbing trees. They're thighs. Hmm. They're bird watchers, catchers, egg eaters.
Interesting.
Marsupial cuddlers.
What? Oh, I get it. Okay, for koalas, climbing those eucalyptus trees.
Yeah, they want something that's up in the tree. It's perchance fruit or some kind of tree byproduct. Or clink, clink, clink. Clink, clink, clink. Poke it with a stick because it's hanging down. Let's see. I think I've listened to this twice. No, maybe only once.
I don't believe you have. We'll give it another.
Yeah, let me hear. Let me hear the down tree one again.
And you can't even tell you how many I've found with my flashlight in the daytime because I had my flashlight to look into a down tree or whatnot.
The bleep only lasts as long as the word, right?
Correct. Still the same word.
So okay, this is something that can be retrieved from a climbable tree and also be retrieved from a tree that has fallen on the ground.
You have one final clip.
Okay.
Before the reveal.
Okay.
Clip. Let's go ahead. Let's do it. Clip number 11, and then I will require a guess from you, Mr. Foster. Here we go. Clip 11.
They come in handy if you need to grab a that a noob didn't realize they were hiding in the middle of a patch of poison ivy.
Okay, there was a lot there.
Yeah.
Can I hear that one more time?
Sure, here's clip 11 once again.
They come in handy if you need to grab a that a noob didn't realize they were hiding in the middle of a patch of poison ivy.
They come in handy.
Come in handy. And I will, I'll tell you this. There was a, it was difficult to edit it, but what she's talking about that comes in handy is gloves.
Okay.
I didn't really want to edit that out of that clip, but it was necessary.
And it's something that could be found in a dense patch of poison ivy.
Not intentionally. Because a noob has hidden it in a patch of poison ivy was the last part.
Okay. I'm kind of going back to my earlier thought about geocaching. A noob has hidden it. Okay. I need to kind of review everything a little bit.
Sure. Summary time. Here we go.
It's very clear that we're outdoors. We're talking proper footwear. We're talking gloves. We're talking trees. This is something that will sometimes occupy your time so much that you need to be prepared to stay the night. You need to mark your car. Potentially, maybe do people do that when they go like solo rock climbing? Do they mark the car so people like know where they're at type of thing? But it makes sense to me that your thighs would get chafed from climbing trees. You're climbing all over trees. We got a down tree. A noob left it. Poison ivy. So people are leaving and retrieving items.
What do you think? You ready to make a guess?
My guess is, not to be too specific, but I'm going to go broad. This is some kind of outdoor scavenger hunt community thing.
All right. Official guess from Foster. That means, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for our reveal clip. Here we go. This is clip 12, the big reveal.
You want to know how to find it. Seek it out when they hide it. Know it's in the bag when it's an easy grab. But come on, take a chance now. Go, 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 geocache.
Yes!
You are correct, sir. This, in fact, is a geocaching podcast. It is the geocaching podcast.
Listeners, when did I say geocaching?
It was pretty early. I was impressed. It was like after clip 6 or 7, I think, that you hit it. Well done. It was fun for me to have you like fight through it, to like work hard, and it feels like you earned that one. This is called the Geocaching Podcast. Their blurb says, this podcast is all about geocaching. Talk about things going on in the geocaching world. We also bring you tips on geocaching and more. Record live. Come talk with us. You can call in to the show. In this particular episode, 546, is pro tips for the new geocacher. So they were kind of going around the loop. There were three speakers. I don't know if you caught that. There was two gentlemen and one lady who were kind of going round robin, each giving a particular tip for someone who wants to get into geocaching and what they recommend to bring with you.
Yeah. I'm on cloud nine right now. Feeling pretty good.
Doesn't it feel good? It feels good when you like work hard for it and you really like think hard about it. Nice. Any thoughts back to all the clips we heard and the weird, any of the weird stuff?
Yeah, the clink, stick poking kind of makes more sense now because I've done geocaching just like a couple of times.
Oh, really?
And oftentimes it is a very like small thing, usually metal, because this, you know, it needs to be durable for the weather. And then of course that will make like a noise. If you poke it, you're like, I think that's it. Clink. And then you poke it and you clink. Oh, that's it.
Yeah. Yeah. I've never done it myself. I used to work at a zoo and they offered a geocaching program for customers, guests, families, kids, stuff like that. And I never participated or did it. So I've never like actually done it myself. But I'm generally familiar with it and it sounds quite fun. It sounds really cool.
Semi adventurous. It's like safe adventure.
Yeah.
And then can you talk to the marking the car?
If you're going to be out for a while, like all day or even potentially overnight, and you're going to be leaving your car in a place, sometimes it can help to let, you know, maybe law enforcement know, hey, I'm out geocaching. this is my car, I'm fine, you know.
Okay,
so hopefully I should be back in X amount of time.
So exactly what I thought.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
When you get a cash and you do the cash, when you're looking for a cash and you do the cash dance.
That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah. When you're trying to find a cash and you do the cash dance, you sometimes forget, which I think is like the idea of looking down at a GPS and kind of turning, you know, when you turn around, you're like, which way? What's happening? Can't remember which way is north.
You're trying to find a cash and you do the cash dance. Geocaching.
There you go. That was much better than the one that we just heard.
I would agree.
They should hire you.
This, what?
Well
wow.
done. I'm proud of you. Proud of you for getting this. You have achieved the mystery. You have solved it. You have cracked it. Audio solvludified.
You know, David, before we close out, I think we have a couple of things to plug.
Yeah, that's right. So I was on an episode of a friend's podcast. It is called Don't Pee on Your Leg and Other Misconceptions. It is a podcast that a couple friends of mine do where they bring in guests and they have a general misconception of some kind, and usually kind of science or fact related of some kind. And they dispel it. They tell you what the truth is, and they put it up to the rest of the group to kind of talk about it and discuss. And that was a lot of fun. Don't Pee on Your Leg. You can check that out. I think they have a Facebook page, so you can go find information about it there and see where it's available.
Okay, great. We have a comment from one of our listeners.
Yes.
This is from Mark.
Ooh.
And he writes to us and he says, "Hey, David and Foster, wanted to reach out about your podcast and tell you how much I am enjoying it. I've listened to all of them, love the concept, and I think you guys have a fun, easy to listen to dynamic. Looking forward to hearing more."
Aw, thanks, Mark. So glad you're listening.
And then he does go on to remind you or inform you that in episode 6, keys was kilos.
Yeah.
As in large amounts of the weight of the drugs being sold.
I get it. He's one of many that thought fit to tell me what a key was, which now I know. Thank you all. I am now more versed in the drug world.
I have something to plug.
Oh, please do.
It is still being kind of like finalized, and it's still like semi under construction, but I have a website with some of my voiceover stuff.
Nice. I love it. I love it a lot.
And, you know, depending on your family, this could potentially be a family road trip podcast. I mean, it's more along the line. I call it PG-12.
Yeah. I think that's PG-12. Yeah. But I think it'd be a really good thing to do, like on a road trip or even just in the living room or something, like as a group activity. It can be really fun to try and figure it out together.
I just love the idea of a family just like sitting together on the living room floor.
Yeah. You know how when they tuned in for Carson every week, same thing, exact same thing. The hearth, the hearth is crackling and you turn on your Audio Obscura.
We're bringing families and couples and lives together.
Get your frozen TV dinner and turn that dial on the tube. Except don't, because you won't find us there. We're just on digital media. So.
David, I will see you next time for our next audio mystery.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Audio Obscura is a bi-weekly audio mystery podcast. Never miss an episode by subscribing on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. Send your audio mystery suggestions to audioobscurapodcast@gmail.com. If you'd like to support the show, you can share it or leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Geocaching.
You can wake up a dog.